Chet Shvat, we're holding in Siman Nun Beis. We're going from Malacha Aleph to Malacha Zayin. Here we go. Fruits and vegetables. So the Kitzur teaches us that, of course, we know the bracha for fruits is Bari Pri Ha'etz, and for vegetables is Adama. However, how do you distinguish between the two? So the Kitzur teaches us like this: anything that's vegetables, legumes, beans, peas, even buckwheat and herbage. It's interesting, even kasha. They used to make people used to make mezonos in the past, but really it's not one of the five grains. It's a vegetable that if you make adama. But the distinction is very simple, or seemingly simple. According to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, as long as the branches during the winter are not around, meaning they disappear, so then halacha is it's adama. If the branches stay around, so then let's say it's now that solves many situations, but doesn't solve everything. Bananas, papayas, what else is it? Pineapples. These are major questions of what exactly is the status. The minhag olam usually is to make adama. There are opinions that you make even eitzen. If a person made eitzen on a banana, believe it or not, it would still be okay, because if you go look at a banana, how it grows, the branches seem to disappear. It would seem to be adama, but it's not so simple. Number two question, which Moshe Feinstein and Chatzadik Livacha discusses, are the berries. It would seem, according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the berry branches certainly don't disintegrate; they stay around the whole winter, and therefore it would seem to be Bari Pri Ha'etz. However, the Mishmar already says that some hold that if it's lower than 3 tefachim, it's about lower than 8 inches. Any bushes lower than 8 inches, adam, people make adam. However, even on that, Me'ikar hadin, it should be Bari Pri Ha'etz. On something that doesn't grow from the ground, like meat, fish, milk, cheese, and all liquids other than wine and oil, the bracha is Shehakol, and according to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it's Nihyah Bidvaroi, and according to the Mishmar, quotes from the Vilna Gaon, it's Nihyeh. Nihyeh, the concept of Nihyeh that's constant. So Nihyeh, I think the Shulchan Aruch Rav holds it's Nihyeh, and others say Nihyeh. When it comes to mushrooms, even though they grow from the moisture of the ground, nevertheless their ikar nourishment is from the air, and therefore they're not considered pri adama, and the bracha is shahako. You do not make a bracha unless it's something that is good to be eaten raw, and the derech means it's normal to eat it raw. But if it's not normal to eat it raw, only cooked. So even though it's good to eat when it's somewhat good when it's raw, nevertheless, it's not considered chashuv. And therefore, according to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you do not make, let's say, adama, rather you'd make shahako. So the only time you make adama is when it reaches its potential. But for a person, so let's say, I'll give you an example. I saw even kreut, what he calls kreut. According to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, kreut, you make Bari Pri Adama when it's kavush, because kavush means that it's pickled and it's soaked. Pickled means equal to cooking. But if it was just being raw, people don't eat kreut, and therefore it would be shahako. Another example is onions. People don't eat raw onions, so the bracha would be shahako. If it's cooked onions and it's present, meaning it's pieces that are recognizable pieces, not just cooked together, let's say with chicken, so then the bracha would be adama. What about radishes? Bari Pri Adama, according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, onions and garlic we already discussed. According to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, interesting, he says usually it's eaten with bread. Nevertheless, even if you're eating it without bread, you would make Bari Pri Adama. But if it becomes so sharp and people don't eat it raw, like we said before, so then the bracha is shahako. The Kitzur discusses another interesting case. What happens if you have something that is actually better when it's raw than being cooked? And therefore, when you're cooking it, you're actually being megareh. So the bracha now drops from Bari Pri Adama to shahako. Let's say, for example, if a tomato would be much more tasty when it's raw rather than being cooked. Now, especially if it's cooked with meat, because if meat is a chicken cooked with chicken or meat, and it's giving taste into the tomato, so the bracha really becomes shahako. However, if you cooked it in a way that it's really the ikar, so and let's say, and the Kitzur says, let's say you fried it with honey or fat, and now it becomes a delicious tomato. So then the bracha is Bari Pri Adama. It's interesting that the Poskim discuss also when it comes to soups. Sometimes you have soup If you have soup that's cooked with vegetables, then the vegetables are recognizable, it's adama. So much so that there's no charcoal anymore. But if you cook, let's say, vegetables and also you cooked meat, so if there's real pieces of chicken and mushel, and that becomes really the ikker, especially if there's small little pieces of vegetables, so then the vegetable soup really takes on the status of charcoal. The exception to this would be if you have soups that are, once they're blended, even so the vegetables themselves losing their status and it becomes a shahakal. Lastly, the kitzur discusses if you have fruits that grow in thorns. Interesting, I'm in Israel now, and there's what's called the famous sabra. Sabra, the place says, is to adam. And the reason is because it's so chashav, even though it grows by itself, and no one necessarily planted it with intent. But it's roi lechila, and it's supposed to be delicious. Usually, I don't usually have it, but it's similar to what the kitzur says, luzin, which is hazelnut. Even though they grow in the forest, they're still chashav when you make bar pirates. So probably an exception is sometimes you go hiking and you find these wild berries and they're not chashav, you would not make bar pi adam, you'd make bar pirates.